Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. Welcome to a brand new exclusive episode of Violetta's Diaries. These episodes live exclusively only on my premium podcast, which you can subscribe by tapping the link in the bio of today's episode description. But if you are curious what it is almostadulting.supercast.com. You get extra 1 to 3 episodes a week, aside from the episodes you're already getting. So today I will just be sharing a little bit of my exclusive episode with you. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to listen to the rest of it, then you can go ahead and subscribe to my premium podcast, which is in the bio of today's episode. Great. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy. Today's episode is all about how to manifest what you want and what it means to be delusional. Enjoy. Now let's dive into the main character energy. I'll tell you one thing. As I've been writing my book, one of my chapters is all about being delusional. One of my early chapters is about that, and one of my later chapters is about that. But I want to say that I don't really like the word delusional, because that, in a way, is telling us as if you're delusional for even having these beliefs that your reality could be different, that you can dream bigger. And when we were younger, we were called dreamers for that. And now, for some reason, as when we get older, we have to be quote-unquote realistic. And quote-unquote reality is something that's supposed to be miserable. Why? Who decided that? That's what bothers me. So now, in order to validate and justify the fact that we may actually deserve a better life, we claim that that's us just being delusional. And then that's okay. As long as you're understanding that you're fucking delusional and crazy, then yeah, it's fine. You can dream bigger. But when we're younger, we're just called dreamers, you know, big thinkers. So that's why I don't like that. I think if you dream of a better life, it can actually happen for you. You have to work towards it. You have to actually make it a reality. You have to create steps towards it. But I think it's a thing. So why should you be delusional in how you view yourself, how you view your life, your future? I think you should romanticize and be delusional about every single aspect of it, quote unquote delusional, because all it will ultimately do is benefit you far more than being stuck in some quote unquote realistic state of mind, which more often than not comes off as being just negative. People are like, no, I'm not negative. I'm just realistic. No, you fucking suck. You suck to be around. You're so negative. Being realistic, quote unquote, what adults consider realistic, which is negative, is for losers. Okay. Let's leave that in 2023. It's for people that have given up and they want others to give up with them. It's for people that stopped dreaming, that now see the world in black and white, that think, well, this is as good as it's going to get. So what's the point? When did we stop dreaming? At what age did we give up hope on ever getting the life that we wanted because of one too many disappointments and people telling us that we couldn't. Who are those people to know that we can't do something? You know, most of the time, the same people who tell you can't do something are the same people that show up out of nowhere when you actually succeed. And they say, oh, I always knew you will be something. I always knew you would achieve this thing. Even though they were the same people who told you not to take a leap. So fuck those people. Being delusional, dreaming big is not for the weak. It means that there will be some days that the only person cheering for you is going to be yourself. And you will still have to get yourself to the finish line, and it will have to suffice for that moment. Because guess what? If you don't believe in yourself, then how do you expect anyone else to? According to psychologists, delusional, quote-unquote, delusional people have higher levels of well-being and happiness than people who are not delusional, aka big dreamers. Evidence shows the people who hold pervasive positive illusions about themselves, their abilities, and their future prospects are mentally healthier, happier, and better liked than people who lack such illusions. Not only that, but research also shows that overconfident, deluded people are better at work. That's right. Moderate overconfidence is both pervasive and an advantage. People who maintain these beliefs by underweighing new information about their ability. How many times have I said that us women need to have the same confidence as a mediocre man in business? That man that believes in their skills no matter what. So when are you going to start believing in your skills and believe that you are irreplaceable? Because once you do that, then eventually everyone around you will start to feel the same way. Aren't you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching everyone else win, watching everyone else get what you believe should be yours? Well, what if I told you that instead of hating on other people for getting what you wanted, that both of you can sit at the table, that it's not one or the other, that it's not, well, they already accomplished this, so I can't, that you too can achieve your own path and your own dream? Why not finally aim for it? What's the worst that can happen? You fail? Okay, well, at least you tried. Or what's even worse, what if you actually get what you wanted? Or let's say, for example, you aimed for the stars and you couldn't get to the stars, but maybe you landed on the moon instead. Obviously, this is a metaphor. The point is, it's still way further than where you started. So how does this kind of work where you get into this mindset? Well, sometimes just by writing it down, you write it down right now. You write down what you believe in and you pretend as if it's already happening in this exact moment. So you believe it's already happening, it's in existence, and that is what it's called the law of attraction, or some others call the law of assumption. The law of assumption is a theory that maintains that what we assume to be true is what we will eventually manifest and will eventually become our reality. It's all about believing that you've already achieved something, even if you haven't yet, until whatever you're manifesting actually becomes real. The trick to the law of attraction is focusing on whatever outcome you're hoping to attract as if it's already a reality. And I think the best way to do that when you're writing it down is the feeling. I think that normally what helps, because if you're writing down what you want to happen as if it's already happening, but you don't believe it. So you're like, I'm such a fucking idiot. I'm a loser, blah, blah, blah. And you feel bad about yourself. You feel it in your stomach. You feel it in your chest. Your body is tensing up because you don't believe yourself. Then it's not going to happen. That's not the law of attraction. You're not going to attract it because it's just words. You have to feel it. So if you don't believe in what you're writing, that's okay. That's most people. That is why I believe then you think of something in that moment when you're writing a new reality for yourself. You think of in that moment of other things that make you happy, whether it's your children, your partner, people that love you, people that you love, your cat, your dog, your dinosaur, whatever animal you have. You think of something that recently made you happy and it will bring you a feeling of joy. Your body will loosen up. You will feel it in your chest. You will feel it in your stomach. You will feel it all over. And you will even feel it in your head, kind of the temperature kind of going down. You won't feel as tense at all. And when you think of that feeling and how it makes you feel, and it'll bring you joy and love and happiness and relaxation, then it will allow the law of attraction, the law of assumption to come your way as you're writing a new reality for yourself. Okay? So here's an example of what you can write to yourself. If you're trying to get that lucky girl syndrome and make that a reality, you tell yourself, I have that main character energy. When I walk into a room, everyone notices. People are drawn to me. People just want a piece of my energy. And no, it's not because I'm the loudest in the room or the cockiest. It's because I have so much fun being this delusional. I believe it, therefore I am. Opportunities are coming my way. Money is flowing to me. I have more money than I could ever ask for. So many opportunities are coming my way. I am just overflowing with love, with joy, with money, with opportunities. Everyone wants to work with me. Everyone wants to be around me. I have fans nonstop. I am growing on TikTok. I'm blowing up on TikTok. I'm blowing up on Instagram. I'm just obviously now just giving you different ideas of what you can write down to make that a reality. Whatever you are currently asking for. Love is coming my way. People are fighting for my attention. I'm releasing whatever was not meant for me because something better is coming through the door. I am worthy of love. Love is finally coming my way because I've earned it. I'm giving love and therefore I'm receiving love double. The universe is showing me all the love that I deserve. So much love is coming my way. So much money and opportunities are coming my way. I have nothing but financial abundance. So basically also when you're writing all these thoughts, don't write anything negative, by the way. So don't write, I will no longer be in debt. Because this is from the book, The Secret. In The Secret, when you're saying negative words, the universe sometimes doesn't hear your full sentence. So if you're saying, I will no longer be in debt, they may not hear the no longer. So they're just hearing, I in debt. So if you want to attract or start thinking of how you can have more abundance in your life, money-wise. Don't say I will no longer be in debt. Just write, money is flowing my way. I have so much money in my life. I am rich beyond my beliefs. Things like that. And that can kind of help you. Don't say, I will no longer be ghosted. Say things like, love is coming my way. I have so many suitors. So many people want me. I have so many options. That type of thing. Does that make sense? I hope so. Anyway, that is all the time we have today. I hope you enjoyed today's exclusive Violetta Diaries episode on being delusional. If you want to catch the rest of today's episode, you can catch it on almostadulting.supercast.com. And again, the link is also available to subscribe to my premium podcast in the description bio of today's episode. The rest of the episode also involves a text that I send to an ex-best friend. It's super unhinged. And I also explain why it's so important to let go of toxic friendships, why it's so important to let go of people that no longer serve us. And so that's that. I hope you listen to the rest of today's episode, which is available exclusively on the premium podcast. Aside from that, I love you, besties. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye. Make good choices, please. Love you.